Yeah, it's not something I've actually played with myself. I mean, I've downloaded the app and looked at it, but I never really understood it or, took the time to get into it yet. But I don't really have a purpose for it. I can see a little bit of maybe like emergency use for it, like for public safety, where you can, deploy your team out into the field and then let them know where supplies are, let them know where help, where someone needs help. And so I see uses for it. It doesn't always have to be, tactical, I suppose. I think the government uses it for various things. There's a government version of it. There's iTAC, which is the iPhone version. There's ATAC, is the Android version. And there's WinTAC, is the Windows version. And then I think it's like GovTAC, is the government version. But I don't know. It's a interesting bit of technology. But I have heard of the geocaching, and I've accidentally found a few in my days walking the dogs out in the park and whatnot. And I always open up the bottle or the vial and take a look, and there's a bunch of names in there. And I think I might have signed one here and there, but just for fun. But yeah, it sounds like fun, and the GPS stuff sounds pretty cool too. I'm thinking, are you talking like the inReach type thing, where you can text and use some data? Back to you, Stephen. This is KEAWUO with NAPZG.